我们今早的读经是取自于诗篇第34篇一到十节，找到了，听我来念。我要时时称颂耶和华，赞美他的话，并常在我口中。我的心必因耶和华夸耀，谦卑人听见就要喜乐。你们和我当称耶和华为大，一同高举他的名。我曾寻求耶和华，他就应允我，救我脱离了一切的恐惧。凡仰望他的便有光荣，他的脸必不蒙羞。我这困苦人呼求耶和华，便垂听，救我脱离一切患难。耶和华的使者在敬畏他的人视为安营，搭救他们。你们要尝尝主恩的滋味，便知道他是美善，投靠他的人有福了。耶和华的圣名啊，你们当敬畏他，因敬畏他的一无所缺。少壮狮子还缺食忍饿，但寻求耶和华的什么好处都不缺。阿们。愿神的话语帮助我们。
我们谢谢韦贤执事带领我们读这段的经文。我们这时候就请杨传道上台来为我们传讲今早的信息。他所要讲的题目是你们要尝尝主恩的滋味。我们这时候就请毕伟执事来为我们做翻译。
I greet you in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名向大家问安。
Please keep your Bibles open to Psalm 34.
请把圣经翻开到诗篇第三十四篇。
I'd like to draw your attention to what the Bible says in verse 8.
我要把你的注意力放在第八节这里。
The Bible says, "All taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him."
第八节这里神的话语这么说，你们要尝尝主恩的滋味，便知道他是美善，投靠他的人有福了。
In this psalm, David was writing about his experience when he fled from King Saul.
在这个诗篇里面，大卫呢是用这个诗篇来表达他当时就是想要逃避这个扫罗王他的追赶的时候他的那种心情。
As he was running and fleeing away from King Saul, he went to this region known as Gath.
在当时他在逃避这个扫罗王的时候，他就逃到这个地方叫做 Gath 的这个地方。
Gath was part and was a city of the land of Philistines.
这个 Gath 的地方呢，就是当时呢非士人的地方。
If you remember Goliath,You would remember that he came from this place called Gath.
哥利亚呢，就是从这个地方来的。
David was now so desperate that he ran even into the land of his enemies.
当时呢，这个大卫呢，他是十分的迫切要逃避这个扫罗王，他甚至逃到这个敌人的地方去。
But while he was in Gath, the king soon recognized him.
可是他逃到这个 Gath 的地方去的时候呢，当时的那里的王呢就认出了他。
The Bible says that this king is called Abimelech. If you look at 1 Samuel 21, he is also known as Achish.
然后这个王呢，他的名呢就是亚比米勒。
And there the Bible says Achish was able to recognize him.
亚比米勒呢就也能够认出这个是大卫。
David, in order to save his own life, then pretended to be mad.
然后当时呢，大卫呢，他要保守自己的性命呢，他就装疯。
And somehow this king allowed him to be delivered and allowed him to depart from the land without harm.
可是当时呢的这个亚比米勒呢，他却愿意呢，让这个大卫呢，就是平安的离开。
And David now, upon reflection, was amazed.
所以呢，大卫他在回想自己的经历的时候呢， 他有很多的感触。
Could it be so simple to deceive this king just by feigning madness?
难道当时大卫他装疯来欺骗这个亚比米勒的时候，真的这么容易吗？
David soon realized it was not his trick that delivered him, but it was the Lord.
所以呢，大卫回想的时候，他就明白到，不是自己的装疯，而能够欺骗亚比米勒，而是耶和华保守他。
God intervened in a wonderful, miraculous way, delivering him even when he did not realize it.
当大卫还没有自己察觉到的时候，这个耶和华就已经在保守，在看顾着他。And
this psalm is a reflection of that realization.
所以呢，诗篇34篇是当大卫回想当时他的经历的时候。
This psalm is really a psalm of deep emotions.
这个诗篇呢，有很深厚的这个感受感情。
It expresses the feelings that are deep from the heart, and it speaks also to our hearts.
他就从内心里面发自他内心的这些感受呢，他就写出来。他所感受的也是能够让我们。 能够感受得到，也能够让我们学习的。
And tasting of how wonderful God is, he then now says he wants us to taste of it as well.
当大卫他自己呢，他尝到主恩的滋味的时候，他也要我们也能够尝到主恩的滋味。
This is why verse 1 to verse 10, the first part here, focuses on the call to worship.
所以呢，我们从诗篇34篇第一节到第十节这里呢， 我们看到大卫王，大卫呢，他就呼吁我们要来敬畏，要来敬拜耶和华。And
from verse 11 to verse 22, there is then the instruction to fear the Lord.
然后我们从这个第十一节到第22节呢，大卫呢就注重在怎么能够敬畏耶和华。Now
our focus this morning will be from verse 1 to verse 10.
我们的重点呢，今天早上的重点呢，就从第一节到第十节。Nevertheless,
how this psalm is arranged is very instructive.
这个诗篇它的这样的编排呢，是能够有给我们很多的功课的。This
psalm is written in acrostic form in the Hebrew language. That is, it will begin, every verse begins with the letter of the Hebrew alphabet.
在这个诗篇里面呢， 它总共有22节，然后每一节呢，它都是用希伯来文，希伯来文的字母呢，就是按着次序然后写下来的。It
is designed to capture the reader's attention.
重点呢，就是要让读者呢从中能够看到它的重点。This
psalm therefore reminds us of one important truth.
这个诗篇呢，让我们看到
We cannot just study theology without worship.
我们不能够要来学习神的话语而不敬拜神。The
study of God cannot be just a mental exercise, but it must stem from a heart of devotion and worship.
我们要来从神的话语，要来认识神。 我们要从心里面呢，要来敬拜神。At
the same time, a heart of worship will lead to a desire to instruction.
然后如果我们有这个渴慕来敬拜神的心，我们就能够从神的话语呢，吸取他的教导。The
first part, verse 1 to verse 10, therefore is testimony, and verse 11 to verse 22 is teaching.
所以呢，从第一节到第十节，我们看到大卫 他就写下了自己的经历，自己的感触，然后从第十一节到第22节呢，他就提出了要我们认识的这些教导。There
is a group of Christians today which has overemphasized experience.
我们现在当时的教会呢，有一些教会他们就过度的去注重你的敬拜时候的那个感觉。
The whole of Christianity to them is based on experience.
就是他们从他们的感觉，从他们的经历来， 揣摩这个基督教的这个教义。
If you don't feel like serving, then you don't serve. If you don't feel that God is real, then God is not real. It's all about feeling.
就说你的感觉如何，你就跟着你的感觉走。如果你感觉说这个不是我想侍奉的啊，这样你就不要侍奉。你的感觉说啊，那个没有，这其实真的是没有神的，那就没有神。
And this is really what the charismatic movement is about.
这个灵恩派呢，就是如此。
They are overemphasizing the feelings and the emotion.
他们就是过度的强调你的感觉如何，你的经历如何。
This is why they will design their whole worship to be a play on the emotion, the light, the sound, the music.
所以灵恩派的这个敬拜的这个项目呢，就是要让你有很好的这个感觉。
It would design even the temperature, the whole environment.To play on your emotions.
他们把这个环境，这个就算是温度，它的灯光，它的音响呢，都要让你有很好的这个感觉。
Because to them, emotion is everything.
因为对他们来说，感觉就是一切。
Now we must guard against this kind of error.
可是呢，我们要注意，我们要避免这样的错误。
Because our theology is not based on emotion.
因为神真道的教义呢，不是凭着感觉走。
However, we also must be very careful of the other extreme.
可是呢，我们也要注意，我们不要极端。
Where there are those who have a form of Christianity without any emotion at all.
可是有一些呢，他就说啊，我要跟随的这个基督教的这个教义呢，完全忽略的感觉。
They have a Christianity without experience.
他们要所要的这个基督教的这个信仰呢是没有感觉的。
They know that God is faithful, but they have never experienced the faithfulness of God.
他们知道神是信实的，可是他们没有经历过神的信实。
They know that God is holy, but they do not live in the experience of the truth that God is holy.
他们虽然知道说神是圣洁的，可是他们没有经历过怎么样去过这样的圣洁的生活。
And while we guard against the errors of the charismatics, I suspect that many of us have fallen into this other error.
虽然我们说我们要提防，我们要避免，好像灵恩派跟着感觉走，可是呢，我们也要避免呢，我们只是就是追求的这个基督教的这个信仰呢，是完全没有感觉的。
This is why David now calls us to taste and see that the Lord is good.
所以呢，大卫才在第八节这里呢，提到说我们要尝尝，我们要自己呢尝尝主恩的滋味。
There must be a personal experience of the Savior.
我们要有个人的这个见证，个人的经历。
And please realize that emotions is not sinful.
我们要认识到说有感觉，不是犯罪。
There are godly emotions described in the Bible.
这个圣经里面有提到敬虔的这个感受。
Affections is what is given to us of God.
我们心里面怎么想，我们的感受是神赋予我们的。
But the right kind of emotions is important.
可是我们要有对的这个感受。
And so we see here, what are these emotions and these feelings and these experiences which are expressed?
可是我们要来看看到底呢这些对的感受呢是什么呢。
From verse 1 to verse 3, we see how David was moved to praise.
我们从第一节到第三节呢，我们看到这个大卫呢，他心里面是如何的被感动，他要来赞美神。
He now says here, the humble will experience this. The humble will appreciate this.
所以呢，在这第二节里面呢，我们看到说，他们谦卑人呢就能够听见，就能够有就要喜乐。
David now thinking upon the testimony of his deliverance, now decides to call upon others to praise together.
大卫呢，他在回想之前神什么保守他。能够离开亚比米勒的面前，然后他从心里面要赞美神，他也要提醒其他人，也要这样的来赞美神。
This mighty deliverance now gave him this consciousness of God.
当大卫呢被神所保守，能够安全的离开这个敌人的地方的时候，他就刻意的想要来赞美神。
And in looking back upon the past, he cannot help but praise.
当他回想过去的时候呢，他从心里面要来赞美神。
This is what he says here: I will bless the Lord at all times; His praise shall continually be in my mouth.
这里呢，第一节我们看到大卫，他开始说：“我要时时称颂耶和华，赞美他的话必藏在我口中。”
His glory is in what the Lord has done for him.
他要注重在思想到神是如何的善待他。保守着他。
But as he's moved to praise, this praise now, this desire to worship and praise now is also upon others.
当他从心里面要来敬拜神，要来赞美神的时候呢，他也要激励其他人也要如此这么做。
When in verse 3 the Bible says, Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together.
在第三节呢，大卫这里说，你们和我当称耶和华为大，一同高举他的名。
You can only call upon others to praise when you yourself have worship.
你要其他人和你一样来赞美神，你要先从自己里面、心里面呢，先来敬拜神。
Does your personal testimony call on others to worship?
你个人的见证是否能够鼓励大家一起的来敬拜神呢？
And this is a thought that parents should ask themselves.
身为父母的呢，我们要自问：
Is this your call to your children?
我们对自己的孩子是否有这样的责任？
You call upon your children to magnify the Lord together with you.
我们要我们的孩子们和我们一起呢，来称耶和华为大。
There's this excitement to worship.
要有这个喜悦的心情来敬拜神。
But how can you call upon your children to worship unless they witness your testimony of devotion and worship?
可是如果你要你的孩子跟你一样的来敬拜神，首先你的个人见证要有美好的见证来激励他们。
When they see your devotion, your commitment, they too will be moved to praise.
当你的孩子们看到你那颗敬虔的心，侍奉的心，他们也被激励呢，要来一起呢来敬拜。
I suspect nowadays too often because parents do not show forth this testimony, it is so hard and so difficult to challenge their own children to worship.
往往呢，现在很多的家庭里面，很多的父母本身呢，自己呢就没有那个美善的见证，所以很难呢去鼓励自己的孩子们呢，有那颗喜悦来敬拜神的心。
You know, serving in the youth fellowship, this is one thing that I have noticed.
我在少年团里面侍奉，我有这样的观察。
There are some youths who are very lethargic in service.
有一些少年人，你要他侍奉，他没有兴趣。
And then the burden is upon the youth committee to try to challenge the youth to greater zeal in service and in worship.
然后少年团的这个委员会呢，就要积极的呢去鼓励他们的来侍奉。
But my question is, why is this the case?
可是我在想说，为什么要是委员会他们去鼓励呢？
What has happened to the parents?
那个父母呢？
For sure, maybe some of them, the parents is not from church.
可能有一些当中的是些少年人，父母呢不在教会。
But many of them grew up in the Sunday school.
可是很多呢都在我们的主日学呢成长的。
And then they have no desire to worship.
可是他们没有这个敬拜神的心。
I believe that a huge part of it is due to the family.
我相信很多时候呢，就是因为家庭里面的这个问题。
If parents do not show devotion and worship, how can children show devotion and worship?
如果身为父母的呢，你没有那颗敬虔要敬拜神的心，你孩子能够这么做吗？
Do you not have a testimony to bear for the Lord?
你身为父母的，你是否 应该在神的面前做好的见证。
And does this testimony call on others to worship?
然后你的见证是否能够激励其他的人来一起的来敬拜呢？
Reflect upon this.
我们要思想这个事情。
Because that was what David reflected upon from verse 4 to verse 7.
然后我们在第四节到第七节，我们就看到这个大卫呢，他就反思这个事情。
Does he have reason to bless the Lord? Does he have a testimony?
他大卫呢，他有他个人的经历，他个人的见证，他要来这个敬拜，来赞美神吗？
He has, and this is seen from verse 4 to verse 7.
他有这样的个人的见证，我们从第四节到第七节看得到。
Now there are a few words that can be noticed here. You notice how David sought the Lord.
我们在第四节这里呢，我们看到说大卫说我曾寻求耶和华。
And this seeking is expressed also in other words in verse 5, he looked unto him. And also in verse 6, this poor man cried.
然后第五节呢，这里呢大卫也提到说凡仰望他的，还有第六节呢，他也提到说困苦人的呼求。
And this is where I believe this important truth is taught to us.
所以呢，在这里呢，我看到这个宝贵的这个教导呢，给了我们。
A Christian can only have true affection when there is true seeking of the Lord.
你要对神有那颗真心，除非你真正的想要来寻求这个耶和华。
The Bible speaks of God as our refreshing stream.
在圣经里面呢，神的话语提到说，耶和华是滋润我们新的那位神。
He is the fountain of living waters.
他就是那活的泉源。
He cleanses us, washes us, refreshes our thirsty soul.
他洗清我们，然后滋润我们的灵。
And when you seek the Lord, He brings this refreshment.
当你肯来寻求耶和华的时候呢，他就这样的来赐福你。
The problem with Christianity today is that very few people are truly seeking the Lord.
可是问题就是现在的基督徒很少呢是真正的来寻求耶和华。
They come into church, but they are seeking perhaps a system.
然后他们来到教会，可能他们所追求的，他们所寻求的只是一个系统。
They come into church and they are seeking the approval of men.
他们来到这个教会呢，他们是要寻求人的赞许。
Or maybe they come into church but they are seeking their self-approval.
他们来到这个教会可能要来证明自己。
There is very few seeking, true seeking of the Lord.
很少呢来到教会呢就是真正的要来寻求耶和华。
Sometimes when you talk to some people, when you share with them the gospel, and then they struggle to turn to the Lord Jesus Christ, they will say this.
有时候呢，你与别人分享福音的时候，分享了之后，他们心里面挣扎，他们很难的来信靠耶稣基督，他们就这么说。
They say,I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to turn to Him. But I don't feel that remorse. I don't feel the same kind of feeling which David felt. Same kind of feeling which Peter felt.
他们就这么说，说我其实呢，想来信靠耶和华，可是我心里面没有那种感觉，没有那种感受，好像大卫一样的来，要来寻求这个耶和华。
And then when you ask them,Do you acknowledge that you are a sinner?
然后你问他，你是否承认你是一个罪人？
They say yes.
他说是的。
Do you acknowledge that because of your sin, you deserve hell and you are condemned? And then they say yes.
然后你问他说，你是否承认，如果你罪没有得赦免，你死了之后要下到地狱，你承认吗？你赞同吗？他说赞同。
And then if you ask him,Are you willing to turn to the Lord Jesus Christ, surrender your all, take Him as your Savior? They say yes.
然后你问他说，你是否愿意要来信靠耶稣基督，把你的一生呢交托给他？你愿意吗？ 他说他愿意。
Then why don't you want to be a Christian?
为什么你不要成为基督徒呢？
Because he cannot have the same feeling that another person have.
然后他说我不能够有其他人这样的一个那种感受。
You look at the person's testimony when he believes in the Lord Jesus Christ, it's so dramatic.
你说你看那个人他信了之后呢，他的整个人呢都有很大的转变。
He used to worship idols.
他以前呢是拜偶像。
And then now his life has totally changed.
而现在呢，他的生命呢完全改变。
But then I grew up in church.
可是我在教会长大。
I was brought up in a Christian home.
我在基督的家庭里面长大。
And my conversion does not seem as exciting as the other person.
可是我的那个见证不像那个人这样有这么大的那个变化。
Then what he has been seeking is not God.
然后他寻求的呢就不是神。
He's seeking just but an experience.
他只是寻求他的心里面的那种感觉。
He's seeking an emotion.
他追求的就是他是怎么想的。
But true emotion comes only from a true seeking of God.
可是你要有这个对的这个感觉，真的这个感觉，就是你要真正的来寻求耶和华。
When you seek the Lord, and that was what David did, he experienced God.
就是你能够感觉到，你能够经历到神。
He witnessed the true God. God opened up his eyes when David sought the Lord.
当大卫寻求耶和华的时候呢，耶和华就开他的灵眼。
And now he's able to see God's hand in even the little things of life.
所以呢，他能够在生活中琐碎的这些事上、小事上呢，可以看到神的作为。
But it comes with a seeking of God.
可是呢，你要从首先你要先要来寻求神。
You know your emotions are true and genuine when they are not man-centered.
你知道说你的感觉呢，你的感受呢是。 对的，是真的。如果他不是自我的那种感觉，
When your emotions are filled with self-will, with filled with lust, those kinds of emotions, they are not of God.
如果你的感觉呢，是因为贪婪，是自我的那种感觉呢，那就不是属神的。
So if you want to know if a person now comes under the conviction of sin and is led to repentance, how do you know this repentance is genuine?
如果你知道说有一个人他愿意的来悔改，怎么知道他的悔改是否是真的呢？
You see, is this repentance centered in man?
你要知道，你要看得到说这个悔改呢是注重在自己吗？
Or is it focused upon the Lord?
或者呢是注重在耶和华呢？
If he has been receiving chastisement for his sin, and then how does he now respond to this chastisement?
如果他因为罪的问题犯了罪，受到神的管教，他是如何的来有这样，他有什么样的反应呢？
If he repents simply because he does not want this chastisement to continue, and the very moment now the Lord grants him deliverance, he returns to his sin again, then there is not genuine repentance.
如果他说，哎呀，我要悔改，我要悔改，因为我受了神的管教，哇，我很辛苦，好了，我就我要悔改了。可是他悔改之后，神就是解除了这些的这些管教，他又回到了这些犯罪的这些行为，那这个就不是真的那个悔改。
True repentance is you seek the Lord whether he frees you from these consequences or not.
寻求耶和华就是无论神是否呢就是解除他的这些管教呢，你还是继续的来追求。
Because your seeking is the Lord.
因为你所寻求的，你所追求的呢，是那耶和华。
Your seeking is not merely the deliverance from these consequences.
因为你的重点呢，不是说啊，我这个我这样的一个处境，我这样我受神的管教，神是否呢会宽容我把这个管教呢，就是 带走。
And David, in reflecting, could find so many reasons for praise.
然后大卫呢，他在回想自己的经历的时候呢，他找到了很多的理由，很多的原因要来赞美神。
In verse 4, you see, David says, "The Lord delivered me from all my fears."
在第四节呢，这里呢，我们看到说，大卫这里提到说，耶和华呢，他救我脱离一切的恐惧。
His fears found no place in his heart when he turned to the Lord.
他心里面恐惧的时候，他来寻求耶和华，这个恐惧呢就离开了。
The glorious sight of the Lord can chase away all our fears.
我们若心里面恐惧，如果我们肯来寻求耶和华的面，他的荣光能够帮助我们。
Have you not experienced this yourself?
你是否就自己有这样的个人的经历呢？
And then God says he takes away his shame. In verse 5, they looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed.
在第五节呢，这里呢，大卫也提到说，凡仰望他的，就是耶和华的，便有光荣，他们的脸必不蒙羞。
The word there to be lightened has the idea of their face being shining brightly.
然后这里呢，看到说他们就有这个他们的脸呢就有这个光荣，就是很亮的那种光。
There are many reasons why a person can feel ashamed.
有很多原因让这个人呢觉得蒙羞。
His past failures.
可能是以前他的失败。
He's overwhelmed with guilt.
他里面内疚。
Maybe the embarrassments because of his running away from Saul.
他可能就是他因为要逃避这个扫罗王，心里面觉得羞愧。
There are many shame which a person can feel.
有很多的这些让人蒙羞的这个原因。
But turning unto the Lord, it was his glory.
可是如果我们能够肯转向耶和华呢，那就是我们的荣光。
David saw how the Lord delivered him out of all his troubles, and the angel of the Lord surrounded him.
然后我们在第七节这里呢，我们看到说，那些耶和华的使者在敬畏他的人视为呢安宁，搭救他们。
Do you have this experience?
你有这样个人的经历吗？
At times, God has already worked and moved, but it's us who have not seen it.
很多时候，神已经在我们的当中运行了，可是呢，我们没有察觉到。
Upon this reflection, verse 8 to verse 10 then expresses confidence for the future.
所以呢，有这样的经历呢，我们才对未来呢有着莫大的信心。
And there he says in verse 8, he will continue to trust in the Lord because he has tasted and seen that the Lord is good.
因为过去的经历让我们回想的时候呢，要来敬拜，要来赞美耶和华。这样的经历呢，让我们尝到了主的恩之后，我们能够对未来呢有很大的信心。
He has this confidence. I know I will be a blessed man if I trust in the Lord.
他知道说，因为我所经过的，如果我继续的来依靠耶和华，我就有耶和华所赐的福气。
Now the word to taste here literally means to savor it.
在这里呢，第八节说你要尝尝主恩的滋味，它的意思呢就是我们就去细细的去察觉它的味道。
There are some people who eat their food very fast.
很多有一些人呢，他们吃东西的时候很快。
That is not savoring it.
这个就是不是那种细细的去尝它的滋味。
That is to swallow.
只是去吃下去而已。
And you watch some cooking shows, it's actually quite interesting sometimes.
有时候我在电视中看到一些节目，就是那种烹饪的那种节目。
Then you see how they taste food.
我们看到他们是怎么去尝这个食物的滋味。
And when there's a very, very delicious dish or a very wonderful dish, then they can taste every single thing in this dish and then they describe it.
然后他们呢就去那就去尝一点这样一个这样的美味呢，他们就是尝一点点，然后就能够分析出这里面呢到底有什么样的味道。
Do you have a food that you like very much?
你是否呢喜欢一种呢美味呢？
Durian season is back.
这个榴莲季节又回来了。
Do you taste the different kinds of durian with a different flavor?
你有没有去细细的去尝这个不同榴莲它有不同的这个味道？
There are some people who are experts in durian.
有一些人哇他们是专家。
They can tell you the color and all this and then when they taste, they can tell you which kind of durian it is. There's this D13, there's 30-year-old tree and all these kind of things.
他们能够尝到这个榴莲之后呢看到那个颜色尝到这个味道可以跟你说这是什么品种它的树是什么多少年然后是什么样的。
And you see, when a durian seller sells you durian, a good one will ask you to try it, taste it.
然后有一些榴莲的这个摊贩呢他们卖榴莲的时候他说你可以自己尝一下。
And then when you try it, it's so bittersweet, then nice, must buy.
然后你尝了之后呢你说这个有一点苦甜我喜欢我就要买。
You know, one of my favorite dishes is lor mee also.
我自己呢是喜欢吃这个卤面。
And then there's this lor mee near my house that has just this homely taste.
然后在我家附近呢有一摊卖这个卤面的呢它就有这种家的味道。
Yes, crispy meatballs, braised pork belly.
就是那些卤肉啦炸的那个肉团啦这些的。
Then I also buy the fried fish one.
然后我是买那种呢里面有加了这个炸鱼的。
Then there's thick gravy.
然后那个厚唇的这些汤汁。
You put a spoonful of garlic, a little bit of vinegar, and some chili padi.
放一点辣椒，放一点蒜蓉，放一点醋。
Wow, you taste it so nice.
你吃了之后，哇，真的是很好吃。
Especially when it's cold, raining, that time when you eat it, then very nice.
尤其是下着雨，比较凉的时候呢，吃这个面呢，哇，真的是很好。
Each bite, the flavor seems to come together in a perfect harmony.
每尝一口呢，就觉得它的美味呢，互相的配合，哇，真的是太好了。
Now, if somebody has not tasted it before, how are you going to tell that person?
如果一个人没有尝过这样的美味，你怎么去形容呢？
It's very hard.
很难。
To convince a person of how tasty it is, you have to tell him to taste it.
很难去形容这个味道，除非他这个人呢，自己呢去尝一下。
And this is what David is asking us to do.
所以呢，大卫在第八节呢，这里呢就是要我们去尝尝自己呢，去尝尝主恩的滋味。
Would you savor the workings of God in your life?
你是否呢，愿意去细细的去尝这个主恩的滋味呢？
Would you go through your mind, think through, reflect and see how God is good?
你是否呢，刻意的去回想，去反省，去反思神是如何的美善呢？
There are very few people today who spend time contemplating upon the things of God.
现在很少人呢，就是肯花时间去反思关于神的事情。
You know, I notice that a lot of people like to have discussion.
我知道说很多人喜欢就是小组讨论。
But they have very little reflection.
可是很多的小组讨论，可是很少的就是反省。
We listen even to the word of God, and then after we rush home, and then we get into our own business. We don't reflect.
我们听了神的话语之后，我们急着离开，回了家做自己的事，我们也没有去反思之前所听的信息。
And when you see and witness the providential hand of God working, you will just say very quickly, "Oh, thank God for that." And then you move on in life and you forget about it.
当你看到说神是怎么的保守你，引领你，然后你很快的你说赞美神，然后你就忘了，然后就继续你的生活。
David was very careful to think and savor through how God is good.
可是大卫呢，他经历了之前神是怎么的保守他，他就在这里呢提到说 你们也要尝尝主恩的滋味。
As he was delivered from imminent death, he now took this time to pen this psalm.
当神保守他的性命，脱离危险的时候，他就静下来反思，写了这诗篇。
A lot of these hymn writers, when they wrote their hymns, they were moved to praise, contemplating and witnessing the Lord delivering them from disaster.
在我们的诗歌本里面，很多的诗歌，他们的这些的作者呢，都是因为经历了一些的困难，或者是灾难，然后反思了之后，从心里面的感受，从心里面的赞美。
You know, one of the practices of the saints of old, the Puritans, is they spent a lot of time contemplating upon their God.
之前那些追求神话语的这些神的子民，他们花很多的时间来，就是来思考，来思想神和他的话语。
For example, this man named Jonathan Edwards.
有一个以前有一个人，他的名字 Jonathan Edwards.
He wrote of how every night before he sleeps, he will spend time reflecting and contemplating upon his God.
他就提到说，每一天他在睡觉之前，他都会来先思想神，反省自己。
He reflects upon first his own shortcomings, his own failings.
他首先反省自己的不足。
But then he also reflect and think upon how God has carried him through the day.
他也思想到说，神虽然自己有很多的不足，神是如何的带领他过了一天。
And it's when you carefully savor it,You're able to see all these little things where God intervenes.
当你静下来反思反省，慢慢的去尝这个主恩的滋味的时候，你才有这些的感触。
And this was David's confidence for the future.
然后因为有他这样的经历，这个大卫呢，他对未来他有很大的对。信靠神呢，他有莫大的信心。
Having tasted of how wonderful it is, he knows for the future what he's going to get.
他之前已经尝到了主恩，他知道之后神会继续的来带领，继续的让他尝到主恩。
And then you will want to taste of it over and over again.
他就渴望能够重复不断的来尝主的恩。
This is why people will queue up very long for this food that is so delicious.
所以呢，我们才常常看得到说，如果这个是美味，往往呢都有很多人排队。
Some of them, of course, may be there for the first time, but many of them are returning customers.
虽然有一些人是第一次要来尝这个美味，可是很多时候呢，很多排队的都不是第一次尝这个美味了。
But why do they want to eat of it again? Because they have already tasted it, tried it already.
可是为什么他们尝了这个美味之后，他们还要去尝呢？还要去排队呢？
Because it's so delicious.
因为太美味。
They can queue 1 or 2 hours because they just want to taste it again.
他们愿意排一小时、两个小时，要来尝这个美味。
And this must be our desire for our God.
我们对神也要如此的。追求如此的渴望。
There are some Christians who are so contented in their past.
有一些基督徒呢，他们对以前所经历的觉得满足了。
I've seen how God has worked in the past.
啊，以前我经历过了，啊，我知道了。
God is so merciful.
神他怜悯我。
But then the next time, when they have important decisions to make again, do they remember how the Lord delivered them?
可是以后他们需要做重大的这些决定的时候，选择的时候，他们是否有回想到神以前是如何的带领呢？
Do they now make it based on their own wisdom and strength?
他们是否呢是按着自己的心意，自己的智慧来做出这个选择呢？
Why have they so soon forgotten how sweet They have savored and tasted the Lord is good.
为什么他们这么容易，这么快就忘记了主的恩典呢？
Do you realize how confident David was, not in himself?
你是否知道说大卫呢，他是如何的对神有这个莫大的信心？
He says that even the young lions do lack, and they will suffer hunger.
在第十节呢，这里呢，大卫这么说，他说少壮的狮子还缺食忍饿。
These young lions there do not describe these baby lions.
这个少壮的狮子呢，不是指着那些还小的那种 baby 的那种 小狮子。
But describe these lions in their might and in their prime.
而少壮的狮子指的就是那些强壮的 那些强壮的而有力的那些强壮的狮子。
And even they will suffer hunger.
就算是这些少壮的狮子呢， 还要缺食忍饿。
But David's confidence is, without his own strength, without his own might, when he seeks the Lord, he will not want any good thing.
可是大卫这里呢，他所要提出的就是，就算是这些少壮的狮子，他们还要缺食忍饿，而我呢，不可以凭着自己的能力，而我要寻求耶和华，这什么好处都不缺了。His
experience in the past now gave him confidence for the future.
他之前所经历的，让他有这个很好的这个肯定，知道说以后耶和华会继续这样的保守。And
he wants to taste of it, how sweet it is over and over again.
而且呢，他要常常的、不断的去继续的去尝主的恩的滋味。
Is this also your desire?
这是否也是你的渴望呢？
Have you tasted?
你是否已经尝到了主恩呢？
Do you want to continue tasting?
你是否要常常不断的来尝主的恩呢？
Taste and see that the Lord is good.
我们要尝主的恩，知道他的滋味是美善的。
Let us pray.
我们来祷告。
O Lord our God, When we see and think back upon that, how Thou has worked in our lives, we indeed declare and proclaim that Thou art good.
当我们回想我们的人生，我们过去所经历过的一切，你怎么样的保守，怎么样的带领，我们知道你是美善的。
We do not need someone else to merely describe thy goodness to us, for we have tasted it ourselves.
我们不需要别人跟我们形容你的滋味, 因为我们自己尝到了你主恩的滋味。
And having tasted of how thou art good, may you move our hearts to praise.
我们既然尝到了你的恩典的滋味, 就求你帮助我们从心里面 来感谢你,
and that this life of devotion and praise will be witnessed by all around us.
让我们敬虔圣洁的生活能够做周围的人美好的见证。
We thank thee that thy people can think upon thee again.
就求你帮助我们回想你的美善。
All these things we ask and pray in Jesus' name.
我们如此感恩祷告，乃是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen. Amen.